And it's 6:30. We'll call the meeting to order. Would you run a roll call for me, please?
I sure can. I hope that I have everyone on this list. So Chairman O'Day?
Yeah, here.
Chair Supervisor Rose? Supervisor Juhas?
Here.
Supervisor Belsky?
Here.
Supervisor Berg?
Here.
Supervisor Grady? Not yet.
You may come in later.
Okay, Supervisor Frederick?
Here.
And Supervisor Gashke?
Here.
Okay. To your knowledge, is there any citizens' comments?
No.
Okay. The only report I have is we have, well, the item on the agenda tonight, Supervisor Gully's going to present. I think their committee, I listened on some of the meetings. I think their committee did a long, important job, and they spent a lot of time on it. Many, many nights of phone conversations, which were probably a little more difficult than the normal face-to-face. But I read it again today and look forward to talking about it tonight. Any reports from the committee chairs?
No.
Seeing none, are there any communications of any kind? If not, we'll move on to item six, the resolution creating a racial equity commission of Kenosha County. Supervisor Gully, you have the floor.
Chairman, with your permission, I have a brief deck to walk through. I'll take that as a yes.
Go ahead.
Thank you again, sir. Good evening, Chairman O'Day, Vice Chair Roman Juhas, members of the Executive Committee, county staff, members of the work group, and citizens. Thank you so much for the privilege of presenting tonight's resolution to create the Kenosha County Racial Equity Commission. As you know, the past year in our community has been historic, and historic in pretty much every way that that word can be defined. More than once during the past year, Kenosha has found itself in headlines across the globe. Tonight, we bring before you an opportunity to write a different headline, not one of destruction, not one of violence, but one of moving forward together. Thank you for the kind words, Mr. Chairman. As you indicated, this has been a lengthy process. This is a reminder. The commitment to creating the Racial Equity Commission was included in the 2021 budget. It was approved on November 12th. The members of the work group were assembled, selected, and announced on January the 3rd of this year. The work group met for the first time on January 13th. And as I had committed and delivered the resolution before you in 90 days on March 31st. Tonight, of course, we arrive at the day where this is being presented to the Executive Committee. Also, as you indicated, sir, this resolution would not be in front of you tonight were it not for the incredible contributions of the members of the work group and incredible contributions from county staff. These contributions included reviewing similar resolutions and bylaws from countless communities that have enacted commissions similar to what we're trying to accomplish this evening, interviewing and speaking with representatives from communities across the county, the country, some of whom have created commissions similar to this in the past year, some who have been working with commissions like this since the 60s and 70s. As you mentioned, this has been an ongoing weekly meeting, and so I also want to specifically thank the county clerk and the staff that accommodated the extra workload noticing every week. Oftentimes, we would have to provide notice of the next week's meeting before we'd even met, and I appreciate the work of all the county staff. As a reminder, this is the language that was presented in the budget that committed to creating the Racial Equity Commission. Outlined the tasks that the work group was going to be charged with, and those tasks specifically included developing the mission, the composition, and the goals of the commission. I will take a moment just to read the mission statement. The mission of the Kenosha County Racial Equity Commission is to realize greater racial equity and dismantle racism in Kenosha County through research, education, and ongoing review of current policies and procedures so as to implement transformative ideas born of research, collaboration, and community engagement. After having reviewed commissions similar to this across the country, the recommendation was that the commission be consist of 9 members, 2 of whom will be Kenosha County supervisors. Those 2 supervisors will be appointed by the county board chair and approved by the county board of supervisors. The remaining 7 will be appointed by the county executive and approved by the county board. Our recommendation is that those vacancies will be publicized 2.5 months prior to the end of a commissioner's term. We encourage individuals to apply themselves as well as allow for individuals to be nominated. We request that a detailed application and a personal statement expressing why they want to serve be submitted. And the work group feels that it's critical that at all times, 5 of the 7 non-county board commissioners must represent racial minorities in Kenosha County. With regards to the goals, they're outlined in the resolution itself, but from a high level summary, the goals will be to study issues of racial equity in Kenosha County, hold at a minimum 1 annual county listening session involving the citizenry, review research that's effective in increasing racial equity, and review racial equity in various Kenosha County systems, ordinances, and policies, make recommendations to the county board on steps that can increase racial equity, and deliver initial reports on racial equity in Kenosha County within 1 year from the date of the commission's founding, following up reports to be delivered subsequently 6 months and then 1 year after that. With that, Mr. Chairman, I will stop sharing. And I will have any questions, comments from the members of the exec committee on the resolution.
Chairman.
Any comments? Was it for Terry?
Terry Rose. Yes. All right. I can be heard, correct?
Yes, sir.
I can hear you. We can hear you. Can't see you, but we can hear you.
I'm not seeing anybody, but the resolution on the board, is that the way we're supposed to be? All right, anyway, if you go to page 3 of the resolution, and I'm sorry,
Terry?
Page 3, this has to do, it's the paragraph starts out of the persons initially appointed, 3 shall hold office for 1 year, etc. And then what I'm interested in is the next section under that paragraph, when a position becomes vacant. And you list here at number 3, the person's removal. I would propose, Mr. Chairman, that it read the person's removal by the Kenosha County Board of Supervisors. There's nothing in this resolution about the person's removal. Since we are the governing board and approve the appointments and what they do, I believe that it's only the board that can remove somebody. That issue is not dealt with here, and I think it should be specific. Perhaps it'll never take into effect, but if it does, I think we should say the person's removal by the county board, and that would be my motion.
I will second that motion.
Well, it's moved and seconded. Any discussion on the motion then? Start with you, Jerry. Do you have any, do you have any problem with that?
No, sir. I believe when that was discussed, we assumed that it was inherent that the removal could only be by the same process of appointment. So I have no issue with that, sir.
Okay. Anybody else? Joe, with this meeting, we're allowed to have these amendments put in there?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so if we get other amendments or anything like that, we'll add it to it and then you have a record of it, and that's what we'll be bringing forward, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Chair,
anything
Chairman,
else?
I got a question.
We need to vote.
Supervisor Rose, are you done then?
No, but you didn't vote on the proposition.
All right, you're done with, but there's no other questions from any supervisors, so we'll vote on it then.
Yes, there is a question.
Supervisor Berg, go ahead.
Through the chair to Mr. Cardamone, as far as I know, we have only one other commission that's through the Sheriff's Department. Is that in line with what is the process on that commission in terms of the person's removal?
I believe that the language in this resolution was, if not taken directly from, then certainly modeled heavily on the language in Chapter 4, the Civil Service Ordinance, Civil Service Commission. I can advise the committee, as I advised Supervisor Rose earlier today, it has always been my belief that the power to remove goes hand in hand with the power to appoint. I certainly don't see any problem with spelling out in the resolution that it would be removal. I believe, and I don't want to speak for Supervisor Rose, I believe that his intent is to ensure that there's no question that the commission itself could not vote one of its members out. I don't see any problem with this clarification language in the resolution.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay. Any other questions then? If not, we can proceed to a vote on the amendment. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Thank you. Supervisor Rose, any other questions?
I asked Supervisor Cardamone for an opinion, and that has to do with page 2. If you will look at that, it's about the makeup of the commission should at a minimum reflect diverse racial and ethnic makeup of Kenosha County, as determined by the most recent census, with at all times, which I agree with. Then it goes on to say 5 of the 7 commissioners, non-county board commissioners, shall representing racial minorities. I'm questioning whether we should specifically say 5 of 7 and merely eliminate 5 of 7, merely state reflect the diverse racial and ethnic makeup of Kenosha County. I don't know why we're saying 5 of 7, where that number comes from, why we are specifying that they be racial minorities when we say in the prior paragraph racial and ethnic minorities. If you're going to carry that out, I would think you'd say racial and ethnic minorities. What about religious minorities here? Are some religions ethnic as well? I mean, those are the kind of questions one gets into if you want to specify 5 of the 7. I like the rest of it. Reflect diverse racial and ethnic makeup of Kenosha County. I talked to Mr. Cardamone as to whether or not it's legal to specify 5 of 7. Does that take away, is that a deprivation of equal equal justice under law? I'll leave that up to him to answer that, but even if it is it wise to make such that we are locked in representing 5 of 7 plus 2 county board members who may or may not represent racial? And if you're going to have 5 of 7 racial, why don't you say racial and ethnic as it, the opening statement says? I don't quite understand the rationale and of this, but I don't think it's necessarily good public policy to draft it this way. We certainly wouldn't say we want 5 of the 7 to be white males. We wouldn't approve that, clearly. But why are we doing this in the reverse? So I think it's a troublesome thing. I think we understand that we want this to reflect diverse racial and ethnic makeup of the county, and let it go at that.
Any comment from Supervisor Gully? During your deliberations, did you come up with this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine to respond to that. I certainly would have no problem with the language being changed to reflect making it standardized. My response would be that I believe this is a critical part of the resolution, and I believe this is a critical part of communicating to the public that this has value, and that ensuring that the body is representative is critical, mainly because we're not with every tactic we take right now, we're not providing accurate representation in aggregate on county boards, committees, and commissions. And I, while to get an accurate count, you know, my own assessment prior to the last group of appointments, I got 118 appointments, and my count is that the representation is about 9% non-Caucasian, and that number also includes individuals who serve on more than one board, so the number is actually lower. I believe in the eyes of the community, the commitment to make sure that this represents that diversity is paramount to moving it forward. I will also add that this was based on a review of a number of bylaws and resolutions that we looked at across the country, and discussions with any of the authors of those on what worked and what would you go back and change. And I feel confident in representing most of the people on the work group and saying that this is a critical part, and that it comes from the citizenry that is paramount to this moving forward.
Based on what Supervisor Rose said, do you have is there a problem with putting that one word in there?
No, I mean, I believe I said, like, I'm if he's the making sure that that's standardized between the two places. Sure. I'm fine with that.
Okay. Joe, you want to chime in on that? Do we have to have a motion to put one word in or not?
I think that the if you could do it by asking if there's any dissent, essentially, if anyone objects, if no one objects, and it can be done without having to go through the process.
May I read it to make sure?
If someone does object, then we'd have to do a motion and a vote.
But before we do that, may I understand myself and ask if I can read it to make sure that I'm capturing what Supervisor Rose is suggesting?
You want Mr. Rose to read what he said?
No, I'm offering to read it to make sure I'm capturing it.
Okay, go ahead.
So I believe we're referencing the paragraph that begins with the makeup of the commission should at a minimum reflect the diverse racial and ethnic makeup of Kenosha County as determined by the most recent census information, with at all times 5 of the 7 non-county board commissioners representing racial and ethnic minorities in Kenosha County. So we're adding an ethnic to that sentence. Is that correct, Supervisor Rose?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll move on.
I have a question.
And who's that, Laura?
Laura, yeah. So my question is with regard to, it's on page 2 as well. The commission shall report to the Kenosha County Board Executive Committee. Do we need to put some parameters around that to say how often they need to report? Mm-hmm. Because the executive committee doesn't meet on a monthly basis. So do we need to say they need to report quarterly or biannually or something, so that that we're making sure that they're coming before this committee? I don't know. I just was wondering.
Supervisor Gully?
I have no problem with adding that. I believe that the, in my estimation, that goes back to the, under the goals where we outlined the reports that will be delivered.
Right.
But if there's a request for it to be more frequent, I have, I don't believe anyone would have an objection with saying quarterly or, I took that more as a governing body and not a providing reports to statement. But if we want to, if we want to change that to be, you know, shall provide reports to the Kenosha County Board Executive Committee quarterly, we can certainly do that if that would, if that's kind of what you're thinking.
The only thing I'm thinking is that, you know, it will, firm up any doubts in anybody's mind that yes, they are reporting regularly, progress is being made, or if they run into roadblocks that we're here to assist. So I don't know, if you guys think that it's not needed, I'm fine with it. I just wanted to make sure that it didn't get lost.
No, I don't think it's going to. Mr. Gully, do you think it's going to? Because you have certain times in here in this resolution where it states that they're going to come forward with information.
Yes, sir.
Within six months and so forth.
Yes, sir.
Oh, then I don't care then that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there any other questions?
Not a question, but a comment.
Supervisor Frederick.
I think on page 3, it talks about on January 1st, for the county board to name the people for the commission. I would actually like it to be moved to when the county board year starts, where it would be in April instead of in January. That way, when our year, it's the paragraphs of a person initially appointed.
Okay.
And we would just move the date to at the beginning of the year for the county board. That way, if someone new was elected or.
So changing January to April.
April, when the county board year begins, is when we would appoint.
Anybody have a problem with that?
Mr. Chairman, if I can ask.
Go ahead.
Is it your intent, Supervisor Frederick, do you mean for all appointments or just for the appointments for the county supervisors?
Okay. Just for the supervisor.
And then with that, could I request rather than April 1st or something like that, can we, if we're going to set a date in there for the supervisors, perhaps we want to make it either say mid-May or June 1, just to make sure that we've got time once people get seated in the second or the third week of April to get through the process.
That works for me. That's fine. I just thought if they get appointed in January, someone could lose in April and we'd have to redo it again. I just thought beginning after the election would be a better time to do it.
Does anybody have a problem with that?
No, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
If the committee trusts me, I think they could vote on the concept. If they trust me to put language together, I don't like doing it on the fly, but I would certainly capture that and make sure that when it came back to the board, assuming that it is approved this evening, that there would be language in there indicating that the county board supervisor positions would be appointed as of June 1 or would have their term start on June 1, if everyone is comfortable with that.
Oh, I don't know, Joe. Can we trust you? Sounds good to me.
Right. Anybody have a problem with that? Otherwise, we'll move on. Who was that?
Supervisor Gaskey.
Okay. Go ahead.
Going back to Supervisor Belsky's question about the commission shall report to the Kenosha County Executive Committee. And then Supervisor Gully mentioned that his understanding was it was really more of a point of oversight rather than a point of reporting. If in fact that's the case, just for clarity's sake, would we want to consider, instead of saying the commission shall report to the executive committee? Should we instead say the executive committee will provide oversight of the commission? If we're trying to indicate which committee is providing oversight rather than trying to indicate a frequency of reporting.
I think that's a good point of discussion, sure.
Yeah.
Well,
Supervisor Gully, you okay with that?
Totally agree with that. Totally agree with that.
And certainly, Mr. Cardamone, feel free to give us your, you know, professional opinion about, you know, that
absolutely
wording.
Well, again, having just said that I don't like wordsmithing on the fly, what I would suggest perhaps is, again, if everyone is comfortable with this, perhaps we could add language that would say the commission shall report to and be overseen by. Hang on, I'm writing while I'm talking. It's always problematic. Overseen by the commission shall report to and be overseen by the Kenosha County Executive Committee. I don't know if people are comfortable with that. I think that captures everything that's being considered. But again, that's just a suggestion.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair.
I'm good. Sharon, you okay with that? So.
Absolutely.
Yes. Everybody okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll add that language.
Mr. Chairman, Terry Rose.
Terry, go
ahead. So I think that the idea of reporting is good, and it should also be to the county board. The oversight by the executive committee is but reporting, I think, means that you come to the county board and say, these are our findings, these are our recommendations. And if you do that to the county board, it gives more light and focus on the work of the commission. If you just say report to us, the executive committee, it is apt to, depending upon who's in leadership, to be die in the committee. But if you want to have it focused on, I think you need to have a report given to the county board when that report is ready.
After reading this, my personal opinion was that it was covered in kind of the last page, a lot of it in that respect, but maybe I'm wrong. Supervisor Gully, what do you say?
I mean, I feel like with G through I, it is meant that the language actually says, shall submit to the Kenosha County Board an initial report. At the 6 month point after that, shall submit to the county board a second report. And then 12 months after that, shall submit a final comprehensive report to the county board. So is through the chair, Mr. Supervisor Rose, is that the intent is something more frequent than that?
No, I agree with what you said with respect to reporting to the county board. So I think that covers that point. My query is this. You said 1 year. Why such a long period of time? This strikes me as like George Brown versus Board of Education with all deliberate speed. Why 1 year? Well, that's an awfully long time when statistics are available. You quoted here 9% of boards and commissions. Most of those boards and commissions are appointed by the approved by the board. And next time some appointments come before the board, I'm going to make some inquiries about minorities, why they're not appointed. We don't need to wait for a year to have some of these appointments done. And also, what about staff? What about our minorities in the top director positions in county government? A year is a long time.
So I believe my response would be the actual language says before 1 year. So the idea was to establish a must sell by date. I believe much of the actions enumerated, to me, this is a significant amount of work, and that report that you referenced that's in G is kind of the culmination of many of the things leading up to that. And so the thinking was only through many of these other tasks, A through F, can you pull together the data. And I feel like with what we experienced on the work group, this is significant work. You referenced that the representation on county boards and commissions, that took a significant amount of work just to, it's a manual process to identify it. So I don't think this means the commission will not do anything for that length of time. I feel like that report is the culmination of everything leading up to it. I'm uncomfortable with that clock ticking, but I'm open to other discussion on it.
You know, just a comment, you said you had to do that manually with boards and commissions, and you came up with the about 8-9% figure. You mean that is not readily available from the Human Resources Department? I'm quite surprised, because they submit annually reports to the federal government in for certain purposes, grant money, etc., on that employment issue. So those, you had to do that yourself manually if that wasn't available?
So I don't want to speak out of turn. I'm not sure if, so I do not believe, I could be mistaken, I do not believe that the Human Resources Department has oversight over the boards, commissions, and committees. They're not paid positions. This was an effort through the county executive office. No criticism. My response would be that part of the issue is that I believe there should be more transparency. And I believe it should be very easy for a citizen to go to the Kenosha County website, look at one of the web pages for these commissions, and very quickly see, for instance, when someone's term is up. And my point being that pulling that together, these are all, the oversight comes from various, some of these are state mandated, like the Board of Health, which has, you know, language that says you can have up to 11 commissioners. And so the exercise is then to go to the website and figure out how many. I probably could have burdened the county executive's office with more research, but I felt like that was the wrong use of their time. I do believe that it could be more transparent to the citizenry.
Supervisor Berge, you hit your hand up.
As long as we're done with this question, are we still on this topic?
Okay.
I mean, I'll agree with Supervisor Gully with the fact that our boards, commissions, and committees are not representative of what our census says. And that, I'll end up going on a tangent. Go ahead.
Okay. Supervisor Rose, respond. I didn't hear him if he responded.
You didn't hear Supervisor Berg?
I did not hear Supervisor Rose if he responded, or if I clarified his question, or if he has additional feedback or comments.
Supervisor Rose?
No, I have nothing further.
Okay,
so now I do have a question.
Supervisor Berg.
Through the chair to whomever, I had two questions. On page three, we spoke about the terms and the years for the terms. One county supervisor is for 1 year, the other county supervisor is for 3 years. Knowing that our terms are 2 years only, we're making the assumption that that person's going to get reelected. I mean, do we want to switch it over to a 2 year? Or what's the game if that individual isn't reelected?
Supervisor Gully,
go ahead.
If you don't mind, just speak procedurally. This is something that is not unique to this particular commission. It's certainly a possibility on various boards and commissions that supervisors sit on. I recall a few years back when Supervisor Johnson, who had been serving on the Joint Services Board, opted not to run for re-election. Her term ended, and there was at least a year left on her term on the Joint Services Board. It simply was then filled for the remainder of that term by a new appointment, and I assume that it would be something similar here.
Okay, that's makes sense to me. My next question is, reading on page two, we were talking earlier about the makeup of the commissions could be. I'm reading two different things, and maybe I'm reading it inaccurately. What I'm reading is, at the minimum, it needs to reflect the most current census. And then I'm getting a comma, to me means or. Five of the seven need to be representative of our racial and ethnic minorities. Are we saying either one? Are we saying at the minimum? Because right now the 2010 census has 9% African American, 6% Latino. Are we going based on that, or are we going to go based on a 5 of 7?
What was the second? I didn't hear. What was the last word? Go on that or what?
Are we going based on the census, or are we going based on 5 of 7?
The five must represent that the makeup in the census. So you referenced, I believe, African American and Hispanic as being two populations in the census, correct? Mm-hmm. So this is saying that five of the seven must come from those, from aggregate racial minorities represented in the census.
Okay, it seems like it's leaving an open for going based on the census and not going based on 5 of 7. So as long as we're clear that it's 5 of 7 and that's going to be the answer, I don't want it to be based on the, you know, the census. I want the number to be the 5 of 7 that is displayed here or written here.
There are more than two ethnic minorities in Kenosha.
And that's why this was meant to, that the intent, and certainly corporate counsel can clarify this. I mean, the intent, I believe, was that so the census would identify what the racial minorities are, and then the 5 or 7 must be from the populations identified as minority populations in the census. So if you're feeling, not that it has to represent one person by percentage, but just of those identified as minorities, the five must come from that.
Okay, so I would actually suggest then we remove that out of there and just say 5 of 7 need to be minorities, period. Because say hypothetically, we don't have anybody in Kenosha County that's from Southeast Asia, but then somebody from Southeast Asia moves into Kenosha County in 2025, are we then saying, well, you can't be on this board yet because you weren't on the 2020 census as being part of our meeting? Sense?
Mr. Chairman, this is one of the points what I was raising before when I said, and we amended it to be racial and ethnic. Now, that doesn't mean just African American and Hispanic. Mm-hmm. That can mean Armenian. Mm-hmm. It can be mean a number, it can be Asian. It can mean a number of things, not just racial, focusing on Latino and African Americans. It's much broader now with racial and ethnic. And I think that it meets the criteria, and I would strongly oppose the removal of language as Mr. Berg suggests, or his comment that there are only two, not so. And
hold on. I didn't say that there's only two. Let's not put words in my mouth here.
I certainly implied that.
Okay. I did not imply anything.
Others. You're overlooking right. Others here as well.
Okay, let's not paint me as being the bad guy here, Supervisor Rosa. What I'm saying is that in our
Hold on. Finish up, Terry, then you can respond.
I'm done. I'm not trying to paint you as a bad guy. I'm merely pointing out and quoting you and specifically saying that racial and ethnic minorities covers many more than just two.
I appreciate the
mission statement.
Thank you. I appreciate the input, Supervisor. So what I'm saying is in the census that if somebody moves into Kenosha County in 2025 that is not in our 2020 census as being part of the racial or ethnic makeup, does that then disqualify them? If we're leaving that, it doesn't. You're shaking your head no. Okay, so as long as we're clear on that, and it's recorded now, so people saying that it's not going to be disqualified. So as long as it doesn't disqualify somebody else.
Just as a matter of record, Joe, just yes or no?
I do not believe that the language regarding the census would be in any way disqualifying on the basis that someone wasn't reflected within it. I think the intent of the work group and the staff to put together that language was to, as Supervisor Gully said, use that as a benchmark, if you will. But again, it was designed to be a minimum, not to say that this was going to be what we were going to be using as the as any kind of strict standard.
Okay, I'm good with that.
Okay. Okay.
May I
also, go ahead.
I also believe, so I just checking here, I believe that the way that the Census Bureau defines both of those, there is that category would be on the census even if there was no representation at any given year, meaning that you could still say that this is a racial or ethnic minority. The way the category is, there's kind of an other. So I think that this would be fine with that if corporate council agrees.
I think there's a lot of ethnic people on that aren't on the census that are here in Kenosha. We have a very mixed community.
So great.
Any other clarifications on any other pages? Anything Supervisor Gully have to add?
No, sir. I greatly appreciate the feedback and the questions. I think this is greatly improved the product, and I greatly appreciate it.
I would move the
resolution.
Do I have a second?
Okay.
All right, moved and seconded. Jerry, when you go back to your committee and present them with the updated version, I feel you'll have a good response. Am I right?
Yes, sir. I mean, we had a lot of discussions over what could be discussion points this evening, and I am confident that nothing that was edited will be of issue with anyone on the work group.
Thank you. Okay. Any other discussion? Otherwise, we'll move to a vote.
Yes. Sarah. I just want to say thank you for your leadership, Supervisor Gully, in moving this group forward. It was a lot of hard work. You guys did an exceptional job. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'd also, Sharon Palmerville, I'd also like to give my commendations to Jerry, who really did do the majority of this work, pulled so much together behind the scenes and between meetings. And I mean, he really deserves some heavy props for all that he did to make this thing come through within that 3-month period that he'd set out. So again, Jerry, thank you very much.
Wow.
Good comments. Thank you. Okay. Are we ready to take a vote, please? All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? Motion carries, Jerry. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisor Gully, I will take the information from this evening, prepare an updated / amended version. I'll send it to you first, Supervisor Gully, but then I will also circulate it to the committee.
Thank you.
I took notes as well, making edits. So I'd love to compare notes. Thank you.
Okay.
The secretary mark electronically our unanimous yes votes with signatures on DocuSign.
Joe, you have the capabilities, Joe?
We will do whatever we need to do to get it signed, yes.
Because otherwise I know that Reggie has mine. I don't know about everybody else's.
And it may be, like I say, that we'll wait until we've got the amended version done so that we can provide that to the executive committee for signature as amended.
If not, if supervisors don't have their DocuSign thing with Reggie, maybe they can set that up or something?
I will make sure that through our office and the clerk's office that we make certain that the amended version of the resolution is signed by the necessary parties before it would come to the board.
Okay, thank you.
I have a quick question then. So does this have to come back to the executive committee one more time before it goes to the board?
No, once you're going to get the amended resolution, and then you can DocuSign it. It'll be going to the board then.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
All right. So, and if you're not set up with DocuSign, it's fairly easy to get it set up. So they'll take care of it. Maybe they'll be contacting you about that. Okay. So that was all done in 45 minutes. Very good. Thank you. Any other matters to be brought before the committee before we adjourn?
Mr. Chair, do we need to approve the minutes, agenda item number 5, the minutes from last meeting?
Sorry, I didn't have that on there, on mine. And I didn't see any minutes from the last executive meetings.
Okay, if there's not, that's fine. The agenda I'm looking at has that on, but if there's no minutes, that's no problem at all.
Is that the one?
What was that?
Was that the one posted to the public, Supervisor Gashke?
I believe so. I believe I pulled this directly off the website.
And we need to address it, correct, Council Cardamone?
I think if there are no, that's interesting. I'm looking at the agenda that we would have prepared, and it doesn't say anything about minutes. If there are no minutes before the committee to approve, then there are no minutes before the committee to approve. So,
well, that okay. It needs to be on record then.
Right. I certainly understand. Yes.
Okay. If not, a motion to adjourn is in order.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
This motion is seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
I'll do aye twice. Good night. All right, Laura, I'll call you.
All right, thanks. Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks again.